Good morning.
Good morning.
We are extremely pleased that you are here. It is good to come together for the purpose of co-creating. Do you agree?
Yes.
You're knowing what you are wanting?
Yes.
It moves around a bit, yes. You are appreciating the expansion of your desire? You felt such eagerness for standing right on this leading edge spot prior to your emergence into it for that very thing, for that feeling of expansion. You knew that you are an eternal being. Maybe you still remember that, but you really knew it from your non-physical perspective. You knew that you are source energy and that you were coming forth to express that source energy in the physical format. And you knew that you weren't coming forth as substandard, as flawed, as unworthy to try to prove worthiness. You were fully worthy and knew it. And the reason that you came forth into this physical experience was not because you needed to, but because you wanted to. You came forth for the thrill of the tactile, visceral experience of physicality. You see, you are always creator, and you are vibrational much more than you are physical, flesh, blood, and bone. You are vibrational beings. And the reason that you were so excited about coming forth into this physical format is because you knew that by offering thought from this perspective, out here on this leading edge, that things would actualize to support the thoughts that you are thinking. You knew that the thoughts that you think would be managed by law of attraction, and that in this leading edge environment, they would manifest. And so you knew that by living and thinking and manifesting, you would learn to more deliberately think. You knew that you could live a little and watch the results of your thought. And then if there was anything less than what you wanted, or more than what you wanted, more of what you don't want or less of what you do want, that you could just adjust your thoughts so that you could get it just the way you want it from whatever perspective you are currently standing. You knew that you would have that ability to think and feel and manifest. We call that post-manifestational awareness. In other words, that's just living and getting and then observing what you're getting and then maybe making a new decision about what you would like to think. But you knew without any question at all that your thoughts and your manifestations always match, always match, always match, always match every single time. And you also knew that you were the thinker of the thoughts. Oh, of course you knew that you would be responding to environment and that you might be influenced by the thinkers of others. But you also knew that you were the only one that could think within you. You knew that you were the only one who could offer your vibration. You knew that whatever you were offering vibrationally would manifest, and you felt such delight in knowing that you were coming forth in order to exercise that understanding. We love it when something manifests and you take stock of what it is, and then you make a new decision about adjusting your vibration. Esther's made a new decision recently after going through a 300 to 400 item punch list on the new house. Unfinished things, they're all finished now, but it was a month of attention. She's decided to do something that we have been teasing all of you about for a long time. We say we just love it when someone is terminally ill, because then they finally do the only thing that worked anyway, when they have no other options. And Esther has discovered that she has no choice but to let go of control, because there are too many moving parts. When you have a small life, you can control it through your action, through your words, through your determination, through your willpower, through your rules and requirements and enforcements of those rules, by your shoulds and shouldn'ts, by your, if you don't do that, I will be really mad at you. But when your life gets bigger, you begin to discover that there are too many plates to keep spinning. And when the plates start crashing around you because there's not enough of you to keep them spinning, because you were never meant to control your life through your words, through your behavior, through your action. You intended to be the creator, controller of your life experience through the thoughts you think. So when you step back into that understanding and you let how you feel matter more to you than anything else, not how you feel physically, how you feel emotionally. We know you can sometimes be tired, but we want you to be tired and satisfied. We know that sometimes you can be maybe uncomfortable, but you can be uncomfortable and hopeful rather than uncomfortable and fearful. In other words, when you decide that the way you feel emotionally really matters to you, and you make a decision to monitor your feelings and catch them in the earlier subtle stages and head them in more directions of what feels good, now you have harnessed what you knew you would be born with, your guidance system, and most important of all, your pre-manifestational awareness. In other words, you don't feel negative emotion, negative emotion, negative emotion, negative emotion, and then have something turn out bright and fluffy. Frisky, good feeling things don't come from bad feeling emotions. You just don't have happy endings to unpleasant journeys. You got to decide that never mind focusing on the ending, get focused upon where you are and decide to make it feel as good as you can make it feel from where you are. And when you make the decision that you care about how you feel, and regardless of what's going on, there could be 100 really good things happening. And you could be one of those people that finds one thing that isn't going well and you could focus on it and make yourself miserable. Or you could be someone who currently has 100 things not going very well and one thing that is, and you could be one of those people that focuses upon that one thing that's going well. And by focusing upon that one thing that goes well, you hold yourself in vibrational alignment with that one thing that goes well. You use that good feeling thing to set the tone of your being. And now your point of attraction has shifted to include only other good feeling things. Somehow, somewhere along your physical trail, many of you have come to believe that it's your job to sift through the details of your life and put, or of the world, or of your spouse's life, or of somebody that you care about, and put them in piles. Well, these are the good things, and these are the terrible things, and these are the I could live with it but don't want to things. And we want to say to you, don't sort your manifestations into piles. Make a decision to get right at the core of where it all starts from, at the headwaters, so to speak, of your creation. Make a decision that you care about how you feel and that you will reach for the thoughts that feel as good as you can get them to feel from where you are. Now, we know sometimes you're standing in a place where it doesn't feel like there are that many really good feeling options. But there are better feeling options from where you stand, no matter where you stand. And if you are determined to find the better feeling option, what happens is you shift your vibration just a little bit. Now, most of you don't really understand how valuable that is, because you don't really understand, most of you, that you are vibrational beings and that the vibration of your being, which is referenced to you through your mood or attitude, is your center point. It's your point of attraction. If you could just get it that how you feel matters so much that if you would give how you feel your undivided attention, not with the attitude that somebody else should be different because, oh, when I look at you, I don't feel as good as I felt before I looked at you. I was feeling pretty good, and then you called me or you came by, and then I looked at you, and as I gave my attention to you, now I don't feel very good, so it's up to you to do something different so that I can feel better. And we say, how's that going? But when you come to an awareness that how you feel is about what you focus upon, and no matter who's coming by, no matter what they're saying, no matter what's coming to you by way of email or telephone or mail or however it's getting to you, no matter how it's coming, you have the option of taking it hard or taking it easy, of making the worst of it or making the best of it, of giving it your undivided attention, of giving it very little of your attention. You have more control over your focus than most of you have been exercising. And when you begin caring about how you feel more than everything else put together, so that you exercise your ability to focus upon things that do feel good, you begin to discover that in every particle of the universe, there is that which is wanted and lack of it. In every conversation is that which you want and that which you don't. In every person, in every point in time, in every room, there's a squeaking thing we could all do without. In every room, There is that which is wanted and that which is not wanted. And you may have a very good opportunity today to tune that squeaking thing out, because we have an idea it's going to keep squeaking. It's not going to go away just because we loathe it, whatever it is. In other words, give your attention in whatever segment of your life you are focused to that which is best feeling to you, and tune yourself little by little into vibrational alignment with who you are.